morning, or good afternoon, I suppose. At this point, we are beginning a new Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim. The Ramban explains that what's going on in this Parsha, there are many, many, many laws. I don't remember the exact number, but it is a lot. And when we summarize each Aliyah, I'm not going to do justice to all the mitzvahs that are found in each Aliyah. It's just too many. But we'll do a couple from each Aliyah. And the Ramban explains that what's happening in this Parsha is that the Ten Commandments, Aseres HaDibros, those are the summary of all of the Torah. There are actually some Sfarim that demonstrate how each mitzvah corresponds to different mitzvos, but that is the consensus amongst the commentators that when God appeared at Har Sinai giving them the Ten Commandments, that was a short form of the entirety of the Torah, and now Parshas Mishpatim is when the elaboration on those mitzvos begins. So that's really what's going on. We're elaborating on the different mitzvos. What's fascinating is the choice of first mitzvah to elaborate on. What is the first mitzvah? So, okay, we got the general categories, and now God is going to jump in and start going to details and start telling us a whole list of different mitzvos. What would you pick? I don't know, kashrus, Shabbos, things of that nature, in belief in God. I don't know, so many different mitzvos. Instead, what does God focus on? What is the first set of mitzvos and the first set of mitzvos that we find in Parshas Mishpatim in this Aliyah? It is the laws of how to take care of a slave. How to take care of a slave. This particular context is an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, which the laws are a little bit different than an Eved Kanani, than a non-Jewish slave. And if you're interested in the whole morality of slavery to begin with, I hope this Thursday my Parsha Shir will be on that topic. But I do want to focus on the placement. Why is that the very first set of laws focusing on slaves? So strange, so strange. And Rav Hirsch suggests beautifully, and that is that the reason that the first thing the Torah focuses on when it goes into the details of the Torah is because it is the most important. Why is a focus on the laws of slavery the most important? Because, to paraphrase Mahatma Gandhi, a society is judged by how it treats those on the lowest rung of society. A society is judged by how it treats those on the lowest rung of society. Yes, the Torah could focus on how we have a king and how we focus on Shabbos and so many different laws, but the Torah is telling us that what's most important is not how we treat our friends, not even how we treat our parents, not how we... all that. What we need to do, what we're really judged by, is how we treat those that so many people often disregard and disgrace and ignore. And that's how we are judged as a society. And that's as a society. And that's why the Torah begins, in order to emphasize the fact that we need to treat such a person with incredible kindness, which the Torah does. And again, we're not focusing right now on why the Torah even acknowledges and endorses to some level the existence of slavery, a discussion, God willing, for Thursday. But at the very least, the Torah teaches us about the incredible compassion that we need to have those for the lowest rung of society, because that is how we're judged. We're not judged by how we treat our friends. We're judged by how we treat the garbage man. We're judged by how we treat the janitor. We're judged by how we treat the person bagging our stuff at the grocery store. That is how we are judged. That's who we truly are. And that is a critical message that we need to take with us into our daily living. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you all.